Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette plans to enhance safety measures for annual carnival. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Dreamland Carnival Company is setting up at the Campbell County School District Aquatic Center and will open today, June 5th, following approval from the Gillette City Council. While this year's carnival is proceeding as planned, the city aims to formalize safety requirements by 2025. County 17 reported during the June 3rd council meeting, Campbell County Fire Marshal Stuart Burnham explained that with this year's operational approval already granted, changes couldn't be implemented immediately. However, he proposed developing a formal safety inspection process for future carnivals inspired by policies from states like Colorado and California. These requirements would include inspections and restraint devices, fencing, emergency routes, and equipment maintenance. Despite the lack of a state agency to enforce such regulations in Wyoming, the responsibility would fall on local authorities, namely the city council. Dreamland Carnival's owner Jenny DeVitt and safety compliance officer Derek DeVitt emphasized their commitment to safety, noting that their company undergoes annual inspections by the National Association of Amusement Ride Safety Officials, and their staff are trained and certified in safety protocols. The carnival, which has fire suppression systems, adequate spacing, and daily inspection routines, was recently inspected by the state of Wyoming after its stop in Riverton. Mayor Shay Lundvall clarified that the move to formalize safety standards is intended to enhance safety, not criticize the current operations. The Dreamland Carnival will run from today, June 5th, to June 9th at 800 East Worlow Drive. Governor to host town hall meeting in Gillette to address federal overreach, energy, and public lands issue. With Wyoming facing a barrage of proposed rules from the federal government impacting its energy industries and public lands, Governor Mark Gordon is hosting a town hall in Gillette to discuss the issues with the public and share how the state is responding to protect our economy and energy workforce. According to the press release from the governor's office, the town hall will take place from 1 to 4 p.m. on June 25th at Gillette College's Technical Education Center. Joining Governor Mark Gordon and sharing their perspective will be members of the Campbell County Commission, state agency leaders, and industry representatives. Governor Gordon said, "The Biden administration continues to fire broadsides at Wyoming's core industries, coal, oil and gas, minerals, and agriculture, and attack our very way of life and our freedoms through federal rulemaking, feet dragging, and outright interference. This town hall will provide a forum to listen to the public's concerns, let people know about all the things Wyoming is doing to fight back, and to learn of any stones we may have left unturned." Topics for potential discussion at the town hall include new rules released by the Environmental Protection Agency targeting coal and natural gas-fired power plants, EPA methane rules targeting oil and natural gas producers, the Bureau of Land Management Buffalo Coal Resource Management Plan, or No Leasing Alternative, the BLM Sage-Grouse Amendments, the BLM Public Lands Rule, and the Forest Service National Old Growth Amendment. The event will also include time for questions and answers from the public. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.